RDI Diamonds New York. This is Michael.
Mike, it's Dave Padgett, DNR in Las Vegas. How
Dave,
you doing, buddy?
Doing great. How about you, my friend?
I'm good. I told you I'd call you if I needed something.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay.
What do you got for me?
I'm looking for oval and pear, okay, for a client. Bear with me 1 second. I want to make sure I'm giving you the exact detail that I need to give you. How's your day been going?
Big diamonds, buddy. That's all I'm hearing about. Big stones, naturals, too. Nobody's calling. I mean, it's been interesting. It's been an interesting.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, listen.
The world changes, you know. That's the fun
part
about
it. Well, I mean, it does, you know. The hard part is, I mean, listen, you still got to sell the labs. You still got to do what you can do. But
yeah.
The problem is, you know, I hear every day, I hear a new customer say that these customers, the end consumers, are finding these freaking lamb grounds online, Dave. Somebody just sent me a link to a website. Dave, I shit you not. I forget the name of the website, Caliba or something like that. I freaking clicked on this link. It was a 3-carat round DVS1 that I could purchase. Not Mike Sirianni in the diamond industry. Mike Sirianni on my couch at home. I can purchase a stone.
Right.
$411. DVS1 IGI type 2A CVD IGI certified stone. $411.
I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, listen, let's talk about mind here for a minute.
Okay,
pear-shaped oval. Okay.
Yep.
I'm looking for a light 2 carats. So something 170 plus up to 2. Okay.
Yeah.
We're looking for preferably a GIA cert, but I think if it was the right stone, they'd be okay with an EGL USA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or an IGI diamond. Okay.
Yeah.
If you have done, but I think they prefer GIA.
Okay.
They're looking for the best price they can find on a decent stone, what in either pear or oval. Any candidates you think you have that I should show them?
Let me look here. 9.5 by 6.7. Let me look at this stone. How light are we talking? If it has a spread of a 190, but it's a 170 to keep the price low, does that work? Or
well, it depends
really
what
like
that did to the cut grade. If that took it down to good, no. Okay.
Yeah. No. I understand.
It's got to be very VG or excellent on the cut grade.
Yeah, I understand. Okay.
Hang one sec, Mike.
Sure.
Hold 1 minute, brother.
Well, I don't like that diamond at all.
Okay, I'm back, Mike.
Okay. Let me look at this stone. Do I like that pear shape? I don't like at all. Oh, my gosh. Let me look at this stone. Oh, this is a nice diamond. What about this stone? Okay, that's a good stone right there. All right, I have 2 pear shapes and 2 ovals that I would go with. Let me look here. Actually, I put them in a link, Dave. Are you in front of your email by any chance?
Yep.
You should get an email from me any moment here.
Okay.
With pictures and videos.
Okay.
Those are what I have that I like.
Okay. Now, I think they're definitely an SI1 client or better, not an SI2. I forgot to say iClean.
Okay, that makes sense. Let me go back to my ovals here and take a look. I mean, I have some higher end ovals. I mean, I've got a 181 HVS1 that is like number four on wrap. It's 12.5 for that stone, big make, 181.
Okay.
If 12 is in the budget, then that's a diamond. Now we're talking a diamond that I would go with, like 181 H color VS1. 9.7 by 6.8, 142 ratio, 60-60, excellent, excellent faint for 12.5,
okay.
And if it shows it, 12,500 times point.
Mike, hey, can you hold this 1 sec? I'll come right back to you.
Yeah,
I apologize.
You're
hang
fine,
1 minute.
Yeah. I like that stone. And I like that stone. Okay, so if we're talking those, I like those two diamonds.
Mike, I apologize.
That's
for
okay,
the client on the other line. Okay.
So I just sent you a new email with three new stones, and this is what I was trying to be pretty budget conscious for you. I wasn't sure how budget conscious you needed to be, but if I had 10 to 12 to spend, these would be my three I would 100% choose.
Okay. How competitive do you think I'll be if I put like a 20% margin on
way
this?
Competitive, too competitive. Honestly, too competitive.
Okay.
You can put, I would put 1.4 on it.
Really?
100%. 100%. So, first and foremost, all of my stones specifically come with a lifetime trade-up policy. That means for the life of the diamond.
Right.
So, let's say you take a diamond that's 12 and you charge them. Okay, so let's say we take a diamond 12,000, we put 1.4 on it. You're talking 16.8, right?
Yeah.
You're going to make $4,800. For the life of that diamond, you can give the customer all $16,800 back for the diamond. The reason is because, honestly, Dave, all they have to—I'm always going to give you the $12,000 back, right? So to trade up with you, all they have to do is really spend a dollar or more. We're just going to make that markup again, plus in the future, right? So that gives them full peace of mind that they literally nowhere else in the country can they, you know, take a diamond back. Go ahead.
Let me cut to the chase. How quickly can you get me the 181 oval and the 174 pair?
Tomorrow.
Let's do it. Send them to me overnight on a memo, and let's see if I can have a little luck with it.
They'll be there for you tomorrow, my brother.
All right, partner. Appreciate you. Thank
my friend,
you.
Appreciate the opportunity.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.